Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Ready or not,
we're here.
Yes, here
it's
we are.
It's two of us in the same studio.
Yes, Kimberly, you are here. That's great. She came in last week, and it's just wonderful to have her with me in studio. Wow. Oh, God is so good. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth. New birth. We are born anew in Jesus Christ, my friend, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's so important that you know that. Once you say, Lord Jesus, I make you Savior and Lord of my life, He comes in and readjusts and transforms and teaches and comforts
and makes the impossible possible.
That's right. He really does. So I hope you're enjoying the Lord and you're enjoying His presence wherever you are. I'm so glad that you joined us today. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And you can hear Call to Freedom on KLTT 670 at 2:30 in the morning. I know that's really early. At 5:30, and that's a lot of people listen at that time. And also at 9 o'clock. Did I say 9 o'clock? 2:30. 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, and 5:30 in the morning on 670 KLTT. And at 11 o'clock in the morning at 1220 KLDC. That's 1220. So it's really wonderful to be able to talk with you at different times. So you can choose the time you want, or you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on resources. And under there are radio shows.
Yes.
And now we have opportunity for you to get a power pack, not buy a power pack, get a power pack by just filling in your name and address under power pack under resources.
Yes.
And you can order one.
And we would love to send them to you. Make sure that you give us an address.
Yes.
So that we know where to send it.
Amen. That's good. Yes, we got to do that. So good to have you join us. Kimberly and I were in a lively discussion today. I love her being here because when we get up in the mornings, we're talking the Lord. I know some of you may think, oh, that's pretty boring, isn't it? Oh, it's just so full of life. We used to go shopping, Kimberly. I mean, shopping. And to malls and go from store to store. And there is nothing that compares to with the Word of God. Nothing.
That is so true.
Nothing.
No, the life that He brings us, the joy that He brings us, the fulfillment, true satisfaction. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing beyond anything that our imagination can hold. Just to be in His presence and to have that kind of energy flowing back and forth in conversation. Yeah. It's wonderful.
It really is. It's good. So today we're going to learn a little bit more. Well, let's go through our verse. I was giving you the verse of scripture yesterday and the day before, and it's from 2 Chronicles 20:21. And that's when King Jehoshaphat, through God himself, had a great victory over the Edom and Mount Seir and the Ammonites and a huge, huge army, probably over a million. And they were in distress. And yet, after the prophet Jehaziel came to them and said, you go and you, God will fight for you. The battle is the Lord's, not yours. Mm. You were bringing up something, Kimberly, that was really interesting, because Jehaziel gave them a detailed map of where they would go and how they would face the enemy. But it's Jehoshaphat the next day that said, I believe it's because right before that, in verse 20, he said, believe in the prophets of God and you will succeed. And Jehaziel was a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in His prophets and succeed.
And succeed.
Right, right.
And so that morning he woke up. Jehoshaphat said, stop and listen. And He was attuned to the Lord right then, Kimberly, and consulted with the people, appointed singers to walk ahead of the army. Who would ever do anything like that?
Let's put the musicians out in front.
That's right.
Not with swords and shields, but with their instruments and with their voices.
Yes.
And let's sing praises to the Lord and let that be what goes before us in battle.
That's making the impossible possible. It really is. Absolutely. And as they did that, then God took over and just destroyed the enemy. There was no one left.
Right.
And they took booty and spoils for 3 days. I mean, they couldn't carry it all.
Yeah, what amazing treasure.
It really
is. The Lord has treasure for us today. And that's what you and I were experiencing at the table, just talking about his word and realizing the treasure that he has for us that's so satisfying and so fulfilling is his word. It's his presence in the midst of us.
Yes.
And I guess I do want to point out that in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, that you started out in, put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Now, this is Old Testament, so the rest of it says, put your trust in his prophets and succeed.
Mm-hmm.
His prophets were the ones who guided the people with the word of the Lord. We don't necessarily need prophets today.
And yet the positions, they talk about the offices in Romans 12, there are positions for prophets.
There are prophets, positions,
yes,
but it's not so that all people will look to one man.
That's right.
It's so that the word of the Lord will go forth.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us now have Holy Spirit guiding us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we follow the guidance of Holy Spirit in our lives.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. That's so good. You were talking about when you were reading Revelation, you're all over the map here. When you were reading Revelation, it was the revealing of Jesus Christ and his lifting of the veil. And that was so interesting to me because you were saying it's separating the flesh from the spirit.
Yes.
And we're in a time of learning by Holy Spirit that
we are
no longer is our mind on the flesh, because that's death in Romans 8:6, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. God wants us to live on the other side of our flesh.
Right.
Our flesh may want to eat. Our flesh may want certain foods. Our flesh may want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to listen to the spirit.
That's right. And we're actually connecting this with 2 Chronicles 20 and the battle there, because the enemies that came up and surrounded God's people at that time, it can be metaphorically looked at like the enemies in us that attack us, that surround us, that keep us discouraged, that keep us addicted, that keep us irritated and angry.
Yes.
These enemies are around us all the time as human beings. And I'm not trying to change the literal stories of the Bible and say that they were not literal. I'm not trying to say that. I'm trying to say that our God is so big, he can use the literal stories and metaphorically apply them to every single life.
That's right.
On this planet.
He always has two lessons. We've got to look at this as two lessons, not the literal only, but the spiritual that comes into our lives.
Yes.
Yes.
And I believe the two actually become one.
Praise
God. The two lessons become one in him drawing all men to him. That's his whole goal, his dream.
That's right. So when Edom was totally devastated and defeated, what happened to the land and what happened to the people? That's what we really want to talk about. There is a separation. In reading Obadiah 1, 15 and through 17, it's really interesting how God promised to destroy the land of Edom. For the judgment day of the Lord draws near on all nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your evil dealings will return on your own head. Because just as you partied on my holy mountain, all the godless nations will drink God's wrath. They'll drink and drink and drink. They'll drink and swallow their punishment. Some of this is from the message. They'll drink themselves to death. And that's what happened to Edom. They just wanted more and more and more, and that's what they got. But not on Mount Zion. That is a safe and holy place. That's verse 17 of Obadiah 1. No pagan will defile it. The family of Jacob will take possessions from those who took them from them. That's what we're going to talk about, Jacob and Esau, because Esau came. Edom
Esau,
came, came from...
Yes, Edom. Yes. Edom came from Esau. And he represents our flesh life, our human tendencies. Mm-hmm. And Jacob, he represents... He became Israel, God's people. Oh. He represents the spirit of God who lives in us, the spirit and what makes us God's people.
That's right. So God promised the family of Jacob will take back their possessions promised to them by Abraham's covenant with me. And from those, and for, as for Esau, he will go up in flames. Now that's the land of Esau. And we're going to talk about the people of Esau and their opportunity to accept Jesus Christ when we go to Romans.
Yes. Yes. Because the land, you know what? Here's another metaphor for you. We are little pieces of land. We, as human beings, we're made from the dust of the earth. And so we are little pieces of land walking around, every one of us, mm-hmm. individual land.
Yes.
And the enemies in our piece of land need to be driven out.
That's right.
So that the Spirit of the Lord can take over and the fruits of the Spirit can dwell. And so that there will be a sanctuary built in every single one of us for the glory of God.
Yes. That's so important for you who are listening, because maybe you've never thought of this before. Maybe you've just read through the Bible and taking it literally as you read it. I used to do that. But Kimberly has come into my life and I'm getting metaphorical.
Well,
and I find that when Jesus was speaking the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And that on earth is in earth, in me.
Yes.
I am the earth.
As it is.
That's right. In heaven. That's right.
Right.
So we get that even in the Lord's Prayer that Jesus prayed.
That's right. And I don't want to take credit, really. It's not just my studies, but what I have learned through the Hebrew language and the original. I believe the Hebrew language is the original language. That's what I believe. And how that language is so deep and so vast and so wide, it opened my eyes to a greater God, a more awesome God,
amen.
Who can take literal stories and apply them metaphorically to every individual human life.
Oh, amen. And don't we want to be students of the Word?
Yes.
I don't know how you feel today. Maybe you feel kind of low. And Father God, I thank you. You're going to bring peace and joy to the people that are listening that are feeling discouragement. I thank you, Lord, that you are going to bring into their life a new awareness and a new awakening.
Yes.
For them, as you have given to me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So,
defeat the enemy of discouragement our beloved listeners and partners and to all of their family members. In Jesus' name we ask.
Oh, amen. Mm. Now, there's a real chasm between Jacob and Esau as far as the Bible scholars right, and as far as they speak. And even in Malachi 1, verse 3, you find God talking, Yahweh giving Israel, and this is from the Passion Translation, through Malachi, his message. And it's really interesting because for years, I thought he just pure hated Esau and he loved Jacob because Esau sold his inheritance for a stupid bowl of lentils and beans. And we've got to be very watchful in this day and age that we don't eat in order to satisfy, but that... No, we
I
don't.
I think that we don't idolize anything, whether it's food or possessions or feelings that we are grasping for, that we don't idolize anything over our birthright and our inheritance God has given us as his people.
Yes, that it doesn't become the God. I think there's a verse of scripture that says that eating becomes a God of your stomach or something like that. Yeah, in Malachi 1, I, Yahweh, say to you, I have always loved you, but you ask, how have you shown us your love? Now, he's speaking to Israel right now, to the leaders. I, Yahweh, say to you, were not Esau and Jacob twins? Yet I have loved Jacob and his descendants more than Esau and his descendants whom I rejected. Now they were twins. They had not had any development in their behavior, in practices, in habits, and yet God chose one over the other. It's really interesting. I have turned the hill country of Esau into a barren wasteland and left his land to the desert jackals. The people of Edom, or Esau, vow, though we have been shattered, we will rebuild the ruins. But this is what I, Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, say. You may build, but I will demolish. Whoa, that's strong.
Yeah.
People will call you the wicked land and the people under the perpetual anger of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Israel, you will witness this with your own eyes and say, the greatness of Yahweh extends even beyond our own borders. Mm. That's what they were supposed to learn. Mm-hmm. That when God promises that Edom would be no more a land known as Edom, and they are no longer known as Edom. Mm-hmm. That has been taken up by Israel. It's part of Israel right now.
Yes, and Israel is still Israel, but there is no longer an Edom.
Edom, that's right. Mm-hmm. And Edom was south. I don't know if you got into that in your travels to Israel, if you went to Petra. Or
not going to be able to pull that up in my memory right now. I'll just admit that.
But their capital there was Petra in Edom.
Yeah, let's go back to this where it seems like the Lord is saying that he hates Esau, but he's talking about the land, and we're talking about twins. We're talking about Esau and Jacob, and this is how I ended up realizing, you know what? There's two of me living at all times. There's the flesh me that's struggling for my way in this life, and there's the spirit me, mm-hmm. that God has made me to be connected to him. Yes. And that's true of every one of us.
That's right.
There's a flesh, and there's a spirit,
mm-hmm. soul, and body.
So you might want to think of them as twins, because the Lord is taking this story of Esau and Jacob, and he is applying it to everyone. When he says that he wants those enemies devastated, when he says that he is bringing that land to an end because it's been wicked, he's talking about the flesh tendencies mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And a few weeks ago, I shared that I feel so held in his spirit all the time. I feel very led by him. And there was something when I was driving, it was maybe the first or second day of school being back in session. I was driving and I ended up in this long line of cars, and all of a sudden I was impatient. It was like something just snapped, something triggered me, and I went into a lane that I did not belong in. And I made a mess of things. Mm-hmm. My flesh can still trigger and snap and make a mess.
This was just in the last 2 weeks, Kimberly. You have been learning from the Lord, and you've been taught by Holy Spirit.
Right. And that's my point, that we have two in us. Mm-hmm. We've got the flesh and we've got the spirit. Mm-hmm. And that flesh every now and then will trigger, and it will just snap, and it'll say, I want my way right now, mm-hmm. and it'll make a mess. Mm-hmm. Do we live in regret and shame and embarrassment? No, that's not from our Heavenly Father.
That's right.
We go to him, we repent, we say, oh, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, we learn.
And we let him be the one. Now, I'm going to go back to 2 Chronicles 20, mm-hmm. and verse 7, because it says, wasn't God the one who drove out the inhabitants of the land? Isn't God the one who drives out our enemies, yes. and then gives the land to his people?
Yes.
Yes, that's what he does. We are not able to drive out those enemies on our own.
No.
We simply have to go to him and say, oh, look what I did. I made a mess in my flesh. I make a mess. Will you drive this out of me? Mm-hmm. Will you have your way? And he calls the descendants of Abraham thy friend forever. This is what we want to see in our own lives, that we're being called his friend. It goes on to say, and they've lived here and they've built a sanctuary to your name.
Yes.
That is what we want to do, build a sanctuary in our hearts to the Lord, mm-hmm. to his name. And that should evil come upon us, we will stand before this sanctuary, before you, Lord, for your name is in this house, and we'll cry to you. We will cry to you in our distress, and
yes.
you will hear us and deliver us.
Yes.
The point is, God's the one who does the work.
That's right.
He really is
does.
The one. This
yes.
is his story, and he's doing the work in us. And he's showing us this work all through history.
Mm-hmm.
It's his story. His
all
story.
All through the Bible. Yes, absolutely. All through, from book to book. So we're seeing a physical land of Edom no more. The spiritual is about to take place with the descendants of Esau. it's really interesting when you directed me to Romans 9, Kimberly, to listen about Pharaoh. And a lot of people think he went to hell and straight to hell. Well, did he?
Yeah.
God commissioned him to be stubborn.
And hardened.
Yes, and hard-hearted.
Yes.
Yes. And so we wonder, what's happening, God, in you? What's happening with people that are stubborn and rebellious and won't listen? Well, I believe Holy Spirit has a whole new plan. And it's absolutely wonderful. Making the impossible possible. And I hope none of you think that a loved one or a relative is impossible to live with. Because as we begin to pray and intercede for them, God is going to change their heart. Not us. We can't even possibly begin to change their heart. And a lot of people who call themselves Christians, they try to change. Well, when I marry him, he's going to change. Or when I marry her, she's going to change and she's going to submit. No, that is the fleshly way of looking at a marriage or a commitment.
Yeah, that's right. And that's that human tendency. But we want the Spirit of the Lord to come in and take over, to settle in to his sanctuary in us. You know, before we get started on that, I just want to point out that in 2 Chronicles 20, when the enemies had risen against God's people, We mentioned Mount Seir, the Edomites, that descend from Esau. But let me just also mention the sons of Ammon and the sons of Moab. They had gathered with Mount Seir, with the Edomites, to be the enemies against Israel. And the sons of Ammon and Moab are the two sons of Lot that he had by his daughters, because his daughters had this great idea. See, and here it is again. It's the human tendency to have this great idea. And this is how we're going to preserve our name. This is how we're going to gain our inheritance in this world, is we're going to follow this path, whatever that path is. It might be a path toward investing in certain stocks and bonds. It might be a path. We don't know what the path is, but usually we're trying to find glory for ourselves when we do that.
Yes.
Instead of waiting on the Lord and letting him be the one who brings about this inheritance to us. Mm-hmm. So the sons of Ammon, the sons of Moab, and Mount Seir are the enemies that we're talking about that are truly in the flesh. And that's the flesh tendencies that we have in our own bodies, in our own land, that we just need to be able to give over to the Lord. And it's scary to do that, because when we are surrounded by the commercials and the kinds of products and resources that we have readily available to us here in the United States, we tend to just grab for those things because that's going to make our life better.
That's right.
And we get so used to what medicine and science and all of these advertisers can provide for us that we forget it's not about that. It's about God.
Yes.
And what he is able to do in us.
Yes. I know that right now in the it's on all the news channels is the trial of Lindsay Clancy, who choked her three children and they died, and her babies. They were beautiful, beautiful children. She had a list of medications, Kimberly, from different doctors, list of medications that would take her out of that postpartum.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
depression.
They were not the answer.
The medication was not the answer.
Yeah.
And so you've got a lot of sympathizers wanting to set her free and a lot who want to have her punished. And you don't know what to do. If I were on that jury, I would not know what to do.
You know, but there's a scripture right in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12.
Yes.
It says, "For we are powerless before our flesh."
We're powerless before
this great multitude
who are
coming against us.
That's right.
"Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you, God."
Yes, you think that somebody who knew God could have talked to Lindsay Clancy and told her about God and Jesus Christ. Never is there a mention. I mean, we have done a horrible deed by just
Staying quiet,
just being on
our Christian stations. We're learning.
We're
learning how to reach out to people. And the Lord has, you know, a couple months ago, he really got into me and wanted me to say, "Here am I. Mm-hmm. Lord, send me. And wow, has he been sending me into some crazy places and spaces.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful.
Yes. Now, you're talking about Isaiah in chapter 6. Send me, Lord, send me. Mm-hmm. When the angel put a hot coal on his tongue. He was sent by God to do a heavy-duty task of talking about the destruction of Moab, of Edom, mm-hmm. of all these countries that had come against Israel. But in between all of these prophecies of destruction and desolation, he gives these wonderful scriptures like in Isaiah 7, "Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." Mm. Then in chapter 9, and he goes on to be
that
the
was,
branch.
By the way, that's the impossible becoming possible through our God.
That's right. And so every once in a while, to lift Isaiah's spirit as well, Kimberly, because mm-hmm. what a awful burden for him to carry.
It's
and
hard.
People were coming against him physically. But also God was letting him know that there is going to be a champion, a savior who is going to come and help us understand and make that spiritual in us possible, even with this heavy duty flesh around us
right,
all the time,
right.
that he would know that. Oh,
and really, this
God.
Has only been an introduction. We've already run out of time, but it's been an intro to some really wonderful scriptures that we'll be digging up in Romans 9, in Galatians 4, in Matthew chapter 5 and 7 and 8, and Hosea. In Hosea 2.
Oh, that's right.
Hosea is one of my favorite books.
I know it is. I know.
It's the compassion and the mercy of God that he wants to show to us through all of these stories, through all mm-hmm. of history, mm-hmm. and how it's his compassion and his mercy that stands, not a separation of people,
that's right.
not a polarization that we have been experiencing so much in human history, but for the glory of God, that he would draw all men to him, we have got some really good news to share.
So what I want to leave with you today is 2 Chronicles 20:21. Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Remember that, my friend, when you're in all kinds of different situations, God is going to bless you when you thank him and you give him the praise that is due him, the glory that is due him. Kimberly, I want to glorify God till the day he takes me home or until the day that Jesus comes back. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. Oh, well, God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.